this is such a great time of year where we get to start thinking about Thanksgiving and spending time with family and then Christmas right around the corner. And it's never too early to start thinking about ways that you can actually do something to help somebody in need. That's why I love that we've partnered with Food for the Hungry and the Chicken of the Month Club. Now, this is a subscription-based option, kind of like you do like Socks of the Month and things like that. This is where you can send two chickens to a family in need for only $28 a month. And you might be thinking, why chickens? I don't even know the first thing to do. If someone gave me a chicken, I'd be like, what do I do with this? But these people in these developing countries, they know how to maximize that resource.
Yeah, and one other good thing about having chickens is that they lay eggs. I mean, I'm pretty sure, not that I know much about chickens, but that they lay eggs every day, I believe.
A lot of eggs, yes.
So,
quote her on that.
That's helpful.
And that's how families can earn extra income, by selling eggs. Plus, the nutrition for families that deal with food insecurity. Don't tell the chickens about that, but it's a great source of protein. And they can also sell the chicks to other families as well. And so there's another income opportunity as a side hustle for them as well.
Another great thing about chickens is that they multiply pretty fast. So when they're selling those baby chicks, the families can get the income that they need that can help them reach their goal even quicker.
And another thing I love about this, it's not a handout, it's a hand up. And if that kind of resonates with you, it's a great thing to do this holiday season. You can help provide two chickens every month to a family for just $28 a month. You can check it out at fh.org/Wally Show. That's fh.org/Wally Show, or text the word chicken to 91979. That's chicken to 91979. We'll send you a link. Welcome to the Wally Show Aftercast. All the stuff we did not get to during the course of the show today, including the fact that we had a Christmas party last night, and
yeah,
it was
did.
Fun. Everyone who was anyone in this company was there. Betty Rock was there. I was there. Our former founder. I guess he's not the former founder. He's always the founder, but the former president of Way FM was there. Bob, our boss, Pastor Chad, like you name it. Anyone of any consequence or any merit that has ever done anything to serve this ministry in any capacity was there.
That really puts their job at a high priority.
Absolutely.
Also wants to make sure that the bosses know, like,
that
I
there.
Care. I'm passionate about the ministry of Way FM. Wouldn't let
happened last night?
Chad read a Celtic prayer. Pastor Chad
That's
read
right.
a Celtic prayer.
Yeah, also,
I'm not lying.
that
sounds like comedically I just made that up.
He really
but no,
did.
That really happened.
And That's everybody
awesome.
Groaned when he said it. Like,
I was heckling the pastor last night.
So
and he said, yeah, he was in the front. And he's like, I don't know that everyone knew how to take that, because not everybody, like Pastor Chad's in our building, but we have stations all over the country and our corporate offices out in Colorado and stuff. And so he's like, yeah, I don't know that everyone knew how to take that. Gavin, you weren't there last night.
I wasn't.
Yeah.
And, you know, to follow up to your guys' statement about anyone who's anyone was there and all that, I cared deeply about my job.
You do? Okay.
And I think that by my so not
like
being...
the second one he's missed.
But, that's right. That's what I said.
Sends a
he's
dangerous message.
He's been here how many years? Two?
Two
not
plus.
Not enough to miss Christmas parties.
But he's missed all of the Christmas parties.
We've had two since I've been here.
I think what it really boils down to is that he didn't want to go.
I did too. Yeah, it was a long drive.
Mm-hmm. And I understand that. Yeah. I do. I understand.
I wanted to be there.
This is your chance to come clean about this and Cakegate. You have amnesty
now.
You have amnesty right
now.
No,
I don't. No.
Betty Rock would murder you.
I'll never have amnesty for that.
Yeah, if you were like, you know what, I'm going to be honest, I ate your cake in 2019, I would not be able to keep her off of you. It'd be so bad.
I don't know what I would do with
that
information.
It'd be so bad.
I think I would quit before revealing that information. If it were... true, which it's not, because they're not responsible for
You'd
it.
Have to quit and move.
Yeah. I'd have to be out of driving range.
Even then, the fires of hell could not prevent me from
That's
finding
true.
You.
I would erase all
true.
My
and
socials.
Hurting you.
So now, so you were not feeling good last night.
He was
night.
Having some little tummy issues.
Because I literally, as I saw your text, I had just looked around the room like, oh, where's Gavin? It's like, he should have been here. It's like 30 minutes late. And so I'm like, oh, shoot. And so then I saw your text and that you were not feeling well. And so that's the kind of thing, too, you want to fly under the radar and have nobody know. But then Becca, who used to work on the show, was hosting kind of things last night, and she outed you for not being there for having a sick stomach. Yeah,
thank goodness.
Like in front of everybody.
For everyone to know.
Yeah, exactly.
So we were all picturing you with explosive issues.
That's what that's what she led everyone to think, and what I just instantly believed.
Good so how's your tummy doing?
I've been good today. I feel more like just smoked by having a rough night last night. So like the only thing I've eaten in the last, I guess like 18 hours has been like one little cereal bar.
Yeah.
It's been the only thing I've had.
Because we were going to do Chick-fil-A for breakfast today because I won a gift card to Chick-fil-A. Betty Rock ran up and stole it. And like, I was literally going to give it to her just as a gift.
Because
I know how much she loves it. And it's a nice thing to do. And so she runs up and steals it, then tries to run away from me. And then I finally get it back and I give it back to her. And then I say, well, you can buy breakfast tomorrow. And she's like, uh-uh. And I'm like, that's Betty. But then today she was like, you know what? I'll use it for breakfast.
But then Gavin and his tender tummy had to ruin it all.
And you guys, it didn't have to ruin it. I would have gladly driven
over. He was
going to
make the run,
and get you guys breakfast.
Yeah. Gavin has to.
It's not the same.
Because of the way it works, like during the show, we don't have time to all run out. We have different jobs. And so Gavin is able to work ahead and go out and pick up breakfast when we need it. And so to her credit, though, because I had said we should not do this today. And she goes, oh, really? Early in the morning.
Heart set on
I know. When she gets that, she gets headed down that path. It's hard to dissuade her. But she said, we should wait till tomorrow for Gavin so he can enjoy it too.
It really took a lot of talking Wally into it because he was like,
Yeah, you know that's not true.
But for you to make that decision is ultimately one of the most impactful things that you've done.
And
me.
To do it on her
shows
on
how
her
much
own.
You care.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing. I've never seen her do that before.
Yeah.
For anyone.
But I better be getting it tomorrow.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Or I will be livid.
We had like some door prizes that you'd put a raffle in for. And Betty Rock, you put all of your raffle tickets for what?
AirPods.
Why do you want AirPods?
Well, the other things I just didn't really care for.
Oh, okay. It's not something that you're like super passionate about. Okay. But like of the
AirPods,
items.
I was like, oh, I would take those.
I put all of mine in for the Roomba. Because my wife wants a Roomba, but I'm not going to buy it for her for Christmas. Because I should kind of be done with Christmas shopping for her. And it's also dangerous to buy her an appliance, I think,
I would agree
for
with
Christmas.
That. Yeah.
She's pretty chill. We've been married for so long. I think she'd probably enjoy it.
She's
but I'm not sure which one
lot.
To get. Yeah, she did. She settled 29 years ago. But I'm not sure which one to get. Because they have really expensive ones and then they
the
have
one
cheaper
that sucks
ones.
Stuff up.
I know, but then they have like they have go anywhere from like $99 to $600.
Yeah.
And I'm obviously not doing that.
Yeah.
And so I'm like,
you want the one that can detect whether it's dirt and dust or animal feces.
Yeah.
Because I've heard of those Roombas taking a hold of feces and just it gets stuck in the brushes and then it just
Fortunately I don't have that problem with just the cat. And she goes upstairs, so it would only be downstairs, so we should be good. Yeah. But if she ever throws up, it would do that. Because that cat is, I think when we were away on vacation, she was like, oh, hey, this is a good time for me to throw up on their bed.
Did she?
She did, up by the pillows. And she hides it. Like,
oh, wow.
Yeah. She's the worst.
That's nasty.
Yeah, she's the worst. Because then you get into bed, you're like, what?
Oh.
Oh, yeah. And then my wife always blames me first. Like, I'm like, that's a totally different thing.
Oh, gross.
Like, we were driving last night. We were coming home from the Christmas party, and my wife goes, oh, skunk. Oh, my gosh. Like, I guess somebody hit a skunk. She's skunk. Oh, my gosh. Wait a minute. Was that you? I'm like, are you being serious right now? She's like, kind of.
That's awesome.
Cool. Oh, all right. Here's some stuff we didn't get to today. This was kind of a serious one, actually. When you hear of an explosion today, sadly, your first thoughts are it's an act of terrorism. And I'm sure that's what went through people's minds in Germany as there was an explosion at a train station. But this wasn't an act of terror, but rather problems from the past coming back to life. It was a World War II bomb that exploded on this construction site next to a busy railway, and it injured some people.
Did they know it was there?
No, that's the thing. In Europe, during World War II, there were bombs dropped everywhere. It's the same thing in Vietnam with landmines and hidden landmines. They're everywhere, and they still, to this day, are injuring people. Mm-hmm. And so this company was doing new construction on the railway, and they were drilling, and they hit the bomb, and it exploded.
Oh, my. my gosh.
And it's such a prevalent problem that before you can do construction in Germany and other parts in Europe where there was a lot of bombing, they have to do a deep scan of the site to find these bombs.
And I guess they didn't do it.
They did it, but it didn't show up for some reason. And so now they're looking into why it didn't show up.
Because it's old technology. We're not talking about... Like, I'm sure if it was like a modern day thing, they'd be able to find it, but it's like such an old piece of technological...
Yeah, and it's basically a big metal thing down there, you know, and they use this radar, ground-penetrating radar.
Was it a lot of
people? The four people were injured, and one was seriously. But yeah, it was a 550-pound bomb. Like the deeper perspective on this that kind of hit me was it was a weird reminder that our past is like never truly our past, and it can resurface to affect our present or our future. And so we need to be better like in the here and now. So that others are not affected by our issues in the future. You know, like the decisions we make today can have consequences. You know, they can have consequences not, you know, I mean, these war decisions have consequences today, 76 years later. You know, consequences of decisions you make now can have an effect on your family or your children or your marriage that you didn't even think you were going to have, you know, in the future. And so I think it's just a good reminder that the better choices that we make, the odds dramatically go up at having a better future for our lives. So anyway, that was a little deepness on the show. Depth. Let's get out of it.
We're actually going to go right back in.
Oh, no. What are we doing with Lisa these? This is deep.
This is about Alec Baldwin.
Oh, okay. Yeah, there were some revelations on this one that I think were fascinating.
So it's been almost 2 months since the fatal shooting of cinematographer, Helena Hutchins, on the set of Alec Baldwin's what would have been his new Western film, Rust. And while an investigation is still being done on how in the world live ammunition made it to the set, Baldwin sat down with George Stephanopoulos and had a one-on-one interview.
It wasn't in the script for the trigger to be pulled.
Well, the trigger wasn't pulled. I didn't pull the trigger.
So you never pulled the trigger?
No. I would never point a gun at anyone and pull a trigger at them, never.
How did a real bullet get on that set?
I have no idea. Someone put a live bullet in a gun, a bullet that wasn't even supposed to be on the property.
He sounds very intense there.
I think it was the music. But TMZ commented on this, and they said they had a Hollywood rifle handler person speak into
armorist.
This. Armorist. And he said what he thinks is Alec Baldwin did pull the trigger, but what he meant to say was, I didn't mean to pull the trigger.
Right.
But when you say... I didn't mean to pull the trigger. That makes you guilty, no matter if you meant to or not.
Right.
So, because
the thing
knows?
Is, it's a revolver, and with a revolver, when you they say don't, you know that old expression, "Don't go off half cocked." Do you know what that means?
Yeah.
You know what that means?
Yeah, because you don't need to be halfway there to being angry, kind of.
Right,
thing.
But do you know where that comes from?
From a gun, don't have it like cocked, and then if you pull the trigger, then it's gonna go.
The gun has two cock positions in an old school rifle or an old school handgun. So one is actually like a safe position where it won't fire. You can pull it back once and it won't fire. The second pull is what leaves it to where it can be fired. Mm-hmm. And so it's interesting though that his gun would have been cocked, and then you can set handguns up for what they call a hair trigger. And so you can have a gun that will pull very lightly. And so it is possible, once it's cocked and armed, that your finger can pull against it enough to trigger it without intentionally doing so. And so I think that's what they're saying, is that Baldwin had the gun. For whatever reason, it was cocked. Because if the gun is not cocked, you cannot fire a revolver. You have to you have to cock it to then fire it, especially these old Colt models that they were using. And so he would have had to have the gun cocked and then accidentally pulled the trigger. But there's another part of this. The live round should never have been in the thing, 100%, a billion percent. But there's also another part of this, is even if you are handling a gun that is a prop gun for a movie or whatever, and he wasn't supposed to pull the trigger, if they weren't doing rehearsals, which has been said too, that he still had that in some way, shape, or form pointed at this woman, whether he was cognizant of it or not.
But he just said he never had it pointed at her.
Then how did she get hit? She didn't get hit with a ricochet. She got hit with a direct shot.
Did they prove, though, that the shot was straight from his gun that he was holding?
What was it, a conspiracy? Now it's Lee Harvey Oswald?
Well, I don't know.
Somebody else shot her from
roof? I'm saying, like, if he was filming a scene where he's holding a gun and maybe another character had a gun, then how have they proved yet that the gun that Alec Baldwin was holding, that bullet specifically came from his gun?
Yeah, there was no question about that. And
it was for sure.
Yes, there was no question about that. Mm. The question was, and this is where it gets really murky, was it was not called in the script for the gun to be fired. But, I mean, it could have been called that he had it pointed at the camera for the visual that they were doing. They haven't said that. They just
I guess anybody was filming, which is ironic.
If they were doing run-throughs or whatever. Yeah. But then there's people that are saying, well, they weren't in rehearsals where they should have had a gun in there that was, even though it was cold, it shouldn't have been used and stuff. So there's still so many stories of who's being blamed for this. Because at the end of the day, this woman tragically lost her life for no reason whatsoever. And, you know, and there are a lot of people that have been affected by it. And I mean, you can argue all day long. You can argue all day long that Alec Baldwin was maybe irresponsible and he shouldn't have ever pointed the gun at somebody and the gun has a hair trigger and shouldn't have, all of that could be argued. Absolutely. There was no intent. There was no malice. And they've said that. But the thing that is the real big thing you should be looking at is how did the live round get there? Because without the live round, it's a non-issue. The live round is what changes everything. Mm-hmm. So that's what you have to be looking at. You can scapegoat Baldwin and be angry at him all day long, but who put the live round in there? Who had live rounds on a set? They should never be on a set. Who didn't check it? Like that's, I mean, that is literally what needs to be addressed here and what needs to be fixed in the future for people, you know, so these things don't happen. But Baldwin's the face of this, and so he's the guy you go after. And then, and there's not a great win for him because he has to defend his position legally now so that he mitigates his liability financially, you know, which is kind of a bummer, but he has to. So he's going to have to circle up, lawyer up, and protect himself now versus being able to just be like, man, I am sorry. It was an accident and a tragedy. It should have never happened. We need to figure out how that live round got there, where he could be more human, but because he's having to now protect himself, he's not going to come across as caring, feeling, or human, like those pictures of him when it first happened. You're like, oh, I feel bad for him. And now he's not going to have that opportunity because everyone's suing him, you know? And so, yeah, it's a mess. I do want to see the movie, though.
I don't think it's being made anymore.
I know.
I think they canceled it.
I hate to say I'm bummed about that because I would like to see, it sounded interesting. I'd like to see where it went, you know?
Yeah. This will get like the documentary treatment someday, though, probably.
It has to, yeah. It has to.
So we'll get like some pictures of it.
Yeah, it'd be interesting. And is shutting it down the right thing? I think almost to be human and to, because a lot of people then don't have a job now as a result of that. But I think to be human, like maybe the thing you do is you ask like the family of her. Like, was she super passionate about this film and really wanted this film to be made? You ask them, hey, should we continue this? Well, but I don't know that they would say yes.
There's a chance that it could, but I would think that they're shutting it down because nobody, that's probably not smart or safe for anyone to be on that scene or on that set right now because somehow live ammunition did get on it. And now they're going to have to be having the cops out there to look at everything. So you probably, you have to at least postpone it.
Yeah, because you know there's got to be more gunfights, you know, in there. Right. They hadn't shot everything yet. And so, oh boy,
so
can you imagine that? Holy cow.
Yeah.
All right, well, that's going to do it for your least of these. What do you got for birthdays?
Birthdays!
I love birthdays.
Happy ending.
Today, Ashley is celebrating her birthday. She said, I'm a potty and been listening for 5 years.
Nice!
I'm thankful I have something I can listen to with my three-year-old without worrying about the content.
Oh, sorry about all that killing talk. But it was all real stuff.
That's true. She said that her daughter sometimes will tell her to turn Wally off.
Oh, what? What's wrong with that kid?
Smart kid.
No, I don't. That kid's going nowhere.
We're going to come back to her question. Rachel wants to wish her mom, Kirsten, a happy birthday, saying she's the best mom you could ever ask for. She has homeschooled me and my sister for years, and she has shown me what loving others like Jesus looks like.
I've always loved the name Kirsten. My sister-in-law, that's her name.
Oh.
Because you got Kristen, it's pretty normal, but Kirsten was always on. Kirsten. Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah. Ashley, we're going back to her question. She said, what is something that has that was more expensive than you were expecting? Mine was swim lessons for my kid. I had no idea how expensive it was. Maybe I can throw her in and see what happens.
That's a good idea.
Just kidding.
No, no. That's how my grandfather says he learned to swim. Oh, said his dad threw him in the pool and he learned how to swim. Yeah, you have no choice. Yeah, that's a tougher generation.
You think?
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
My answer would be...
I'm afraid that if you threw me in, I might have some deep psychological scarring that I'm going to need to address with my therapist in the future.
Okay. My answer would be Bath and Body Works candles.
Nah, yeah.
It's stupid how much they want for these candles. They're $24, okay? Original price.
How many do you have right now?
Okay, Gavin.
How many do you have right now?
But like,
who asked you?
Answer the question. You're on trial.
Maybe 12. But
wow!
No, listen to me. I don't ever buy them at $24. Woo! I don't do that because I can't justify that. So I wait until they have like a BOGO or they have like this super sale and then I'll go in on it.
Yeah, because that'd be $300 in candles.
That's ridiculous. Also, I was...
Even at half price, you're at $150. That's a lot of candling.
It's not near as bad. Anyway, also another thing. I went clothes shopping with a friend of mine, and I was shocked, flabbergasted at how much clothes cost. And it's ridiculous.
Why? Have you not shopped in a while?
No, I go to Plato's Closet a lot, everything is secondhand.
Yeah.
But going there, it was like a pair of pants were $60. Mm-hmm. Like, what?
That's crazy that you have, like, it's been that long since you've actually shopped, like, retail.
Oh, I can't even tell you the last time.
Well, that's why I go to Marshall's. Like, I refuse to pay over, I think the most I'll pay for a shirt is $14.99. Like, they have shirts for guys, like, $7.99, like, all the time, $12.99.
That's the thing, too. I think guys' clothes are way less expensive than women's.
Yeah. And jeans are something. Jeans are always expensive. Like, my wife is like, when you find jeans that you like, go ahead and buy them, even if they're expensive, because you wear them every day.
Right. You get like
and
4 or 5 years out of them.
I found American Eagle, the brand I like, and so I have 4 pairs of the same jean.
Yeah.
Like, and I buy them when they're like, buy one, get one half off. So I always, like, I just like them. And so one of these days, they're going to stop making skinny jeans. And I'm gonna be like, no.
It's going to be for the best.
I'm going to have some in a bunker waiting for me for when the apocalypse happens.
My skinny jeans.
That's right.
You know you can outrun those zombies in your tight jeans. Yeah.
Did you put any canned food down here? Nope. But I got 47 pairs of skinny jeans.
So you're prepared.
College is what surprised me.
Oh, that's a good one.
Shocked the crud out of me. Because when I went, I mean, I think I paid $4,000 to $8,000 a year, I think was what my college was. And so, yeah, so I was able to pay for my own school.
Oh,
like,
goodness.
Wasn't that big of a deal. And I came out, and I still even had a little bit of debt when I came out. But then when my daughter started looking at schools, and we were looking at schools, and they're like, okay, and she's going to get a great education. And it's, you know, and can you put a price tag on that? Well, you did, $45,000 a year? Are you insane?
That's ridiculous.
And then there are...
how do people with multiple kids do it?
Yeah, that's the point. You have to prepare for it early and do... Because I had always foolishly thought, well, if I have to pay for it, then why would I save for it? I'll just have the money in my account and I'll just do it. But when you force yourself to save for it, it gives you options and it doesn't feel like you're coming out of pocket for it as much. You're like, oh, I've got all this money that's already been allocated for this. If I could advise anybody that's going to have kids that you think have a shot at going to college.
You got to determine that first.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe wait till junior high to decide that you're going to save. But no, like because you can use it for other things. You can use it for trade schools and stuff too, which is good. Mm-hmm. But I would say start a college fund and just do a little bit every year into it. And you will be so, it gives you options. Like my daughter, when we started looking at schools, even state schools. There were state schools that are supposed to be cheaper that were $35,000 to $40,000.
Yep.
And you're like, how is that possible? So I told her, I said, baby, I'm not going to be able to do that. So you're either going to have to help pay for part of your education, which I'm not opposed to, or you're going to have to do the schoolwork and get the grades and get the SAT or ACT to knock that down. And that's what she did. She took the ACT 6 times to keep getting better and better scores.
Good for her.
And she ended up getting it half price.
That's awesome.
You know, and so but it was still a lot of money.
Yeah.
And I was floored by that. So there you go. That's your advice for the future. Gavin?
Oh, I was going to say tires. And I think that when I, it's like you're buying four of them, so the number makes sense when I did it the first time.
Right.
But whenever I went on Discount Tire to like research what prices I was shooting for, I was like, oh, cool, I'm getting the cheapest one.
Yeah.
Because if I wanted to get four really good tires for my car, I was going to be spending, you know, $800, $900.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So to spend, you know, closer to $500 still felt like a lot.
I remember that conversation when you were getting tires, and yep. I'm like, it's going to be more than you think. Trust me, I think I told you roughly how
you
much it took to me. I think I was right on
the
money.
You're so right. And so,
Because I've had to do it. But it's one of those things, too, when you see the ads and they're like, oh, these tires are $79 each. You're like, okay, and times four, okay, under 280, okay, that's good, or whatever the math works out to. But then there's like the tire disposal fee,
yep.
the fee for putting the valve stems in, the balancing, mm-hmm. the tax, the impact fee. And before you know it, that $79 tire is $125 each.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, oh, well, that's a whole nother story.
Well, and also, too, now that I'm thinking about it, dogs from breeders are expensive.
Totally.
Also, women's makeup. You can look at an eyelash curler. I saw one eyelash curler, $20.
Just to flick your eyebrows,
$20. And
just use a blow dryer. That's a tip I've seen on.
Wow, not for your eyelashes.
Lick your fingers. And
No. Also, vet bills.
They're so expensive,
and you're shocked. You're like, what? Hospital bills. They give you an Advil, and it's $45.
And at least there, you hope you have some insurance to offset it, and it's not right, and it's a mess. But the vet, you always feel bad.
Yeah.
Because
the
vet gives you an option. Like, when it's your kid, and you're in the hospital, no one goes, well, do you want to do the chemo, you know,
right.
your kid or not? Because it's kind of pricey. You know,
right.
like when you're in the vet, they're like, okay, now we could do some chemo for your dog here. It's going to be about $2,000. Or you could just, you know, be a horrible person and let it die. And you're like, I'm going to miss that dog.
You know? Depends on the age.
Yeah. You look like a horrible person because they give you the whole price breakdown and they're like, well, what do you want to do? I'm like, I want to take it home and just let it live out its life at home. But
I'm going to add one more. Audiobooks. Why are they so expensive?
Yeah.
They're ridiculous. I looked at Audible. Mm-hmm. It's still a lot of money. And you get to keep them. But at what cost?
Right. Well, $20 a month.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah. I always fall asleep during audiobooks. Because I hate to read. So you would think audiobooks are the best idea for me. But I fall asleep during, like if I'm on a plane trying to do one.
You're in a meeting.
When it's somebody else talking other than me, I'm out.
I looked over at you the other day when we had that meeting. Was it yesterday?
Yeah, it was Wednesday.
And you look like you were on death's door. You were slouched over.
Because we were on stools.
You had your eyes closed.
It was just, and because there were so many things that weren't pertinent to me and on our show and what we need to deal with. You waste so much time in those things.
Yeah.
And I'm like, ugh. And then they did the thing where you go around and tell us something about your life, like, ugh. And then fortunately, they only did three people. So I was like, okay, that's a little better. I was like, ugh. But yeah, and that's another thing in my review that I got dinged for was, meetings and stuff. And I need to be.
Pay more attention.
I'm a leader, so I need to be better at.
A better presence.
And better at leading.
But that doesn't mean talk more.
No. It just means don't let everyone read your face.
That says, are we done yet?
Yeah, it's like, you have wasted every moment of my life.
I hate this meeting. Oh, hey.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of meetings.
Funny.
So. All right, well, that's going to do it for your Aftercast
for
today.
And as always,
thank you for being a potty.